This audio poem is a production of poetryfoundation.org.
This poem actually was inspired by the Indonesian wayang, the sacred shadow puppet plays. And the interesting thing about the wayang kulik is that we, as an audience, don't look at the puppets as we do in the Western world in puppet plays. Instead, the puppet master projects the shadows of puppets onto a screen or a wall. And the puppet shadows are souls, and the wall or screen is heaven. And the puppet master, in a sense, is God. This is really me in Los Angeles, where I live, observing people. Shadow play. She leaves the motor running. I would too. I would like to marry her, that face repeated a million times in this town. In the exhaust next door, a man twists his wooden leg into an impossible position. He doesn't even have to say, I know, and nobody resents me. He just grins. On the vendor's tin scales, daylight shifts and splinters. Blood on the black brick. A shopkeeper sweeps glass from his eyelids. A young man fidgets in a doorway, cups his hand around a blue flicker of panic, and leans back into the shuffling papers and footsteps, the noise that opens away from him and is not noise. Now a cleaning lady stops herself and looks over her shoulder. And so does the mailman, a traffic cop, a kid walking his bike. And the perfect word lodges deep in the throats of businessmen talking gibberish, drawing lines around themselves until obsessed and hailing taxis. Only our loose clothes between us, the linen tablecloths, white as blindness. Only the putter of canal boats, the vine-covered walls. Some cursory glance that empties our eyes when they meet of options and won't let go. A person who might grow older. People who will dash their dreams. People who will come back and live in the aroma of bread, in the sound of 1,000 doves unfolding the plaza. I would like a glass of ice water. It's the little thing. When I'm lucky, the world comes to me.